allow verse 9 to execute upon them the judgment. This is an ordinary judgment. A judgment reaching. That means you don't face the enemy according to your own will. You are going to face them according to what the word of God has said. And the people that will counter the devil and the demons, they must be saved. You must have to execute everybody favor,
is
loud and clear. That thing causing disarray, if you should believe, the Lord is expecting you to execute judgment
of
judgment, a reaching one, a reaching one that fire will consume the enemy of the believer. It has been reaching like that. And your enemy shall fight the hand of the sword. It has been reaching like that.
Now
you are going to bring the fulfillment of the judgment over the enemy. You will bring the fulfillment of the judgment over the enemy to execute upon the judgment. Judgment has been reaching to execute upon them. This honor have all you say.
Brothers
and sisters, and that's the reason why we have spoken no longer about faith and
prayer.
There is a great privilege in believing. If you don't believe in Jesus, you have lost a great privilege. It is in faith that you make the enemy to be subdued. You see all this world, it is not available for all men, but for the redeemed of the Lord. The redeemed, many have believed for a long time. They go to the church, but they have deviated from the word. They uttered this statement, but it was never fulfilled. God has put the words, choose on his word. This honor have all the same. Honor to subdue the enemy. Honor to bring down the enemy. Honor to execute weeping judgment of the enemy. I'm going to discuss this topic today and tomorrow.
Make
an attempt at the decision to believe today.
My
fathers and mothers,
teach
you then an aged
believer.
Take the step of faith. Don't consider the neighbor here and there or anyone that you live together. And God give you the opportunity and the grace to listen to this message. Surrender your life unto the Lord
Jesus.
Give your life unto Jesus Christ.
Bring
your life unto the Lord to control.
This
will make the door of the opportunity to open for you. Let's consider you. The point God wants us to understand in this
passage.
Point one. Secret to subduing the enemy. Point two. God's promises to subdue the enemy. Point three. Prayer of faith to subdue the enemy. I pray the Lord God help you as you hear the word. I'm checking on point one. Secret.
To
subduing the enemy. Get back to that Psalm 18. I'm reading verse 32. And verse 39. It says,
it
is God that guarded me with strength.
I
make it my way past
Now the 39 has
grown.
Thou hast gathered me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. If you can observe this statement very well, you see the secret of making the enemies to be subdued. The point of discussion yesterday, that was why we talked about this. Because God with power is a secret for believers to subdue the enemy. If you stand well in faith and you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you receive divine empowerment, enemy shall be subdued under your feet. David gave the testimony and revealed the secret. So the Lord guided me with strength and made my way to the perfect. That is why I pursued
them.
That is why I overcame them. They never tried
back.
I wounded them. They cannot stand. They fell under my feet. That means they fell. They were subdued. Because I cannot accidentally touch God has guarded me with power. If you are not here yesterday, the secret, believers with the power of God, believers with the authority of God, believers, if you are not deviating from me, there is the support of God and faith of man. Thou hast guarded me with strength. Me with power. Why Jesus told the disciples?
First
of all, according to Luke chapter 24, verse 49, he that I send unto you the promise of my
Father,
carry ye as Jerusalem.
You
are endued with power from on
high.
It is the power that fortified the disciples. All evil men fell before them. Wicked men, evilly possessed men, they fell before them. That was why the apostles troubled them. This power attacked
Herod.
Make Herod to be eaten by worms. Worms ate him all. How he said the word of God should not be spread
around the world.
His death drunk up
revival.
And a number of us,
he
can stand in faith. What I'm saying, and we proceed in
name.
Especially to the place of empowerment. There are three sections in faith. Number one section, salvation. When you come into faith, the number first section is salvation. And you must also progress. From salvation, you will go onward to sanctification. And from sanctification, you go onward to empowerment.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Listen,
these are the enemies become subdued. Listen. Look at our country. What I'm saying, if you have just primary school, you have primary school certificate, you will understand.
You
will see in the space. When you are in the secondary education, that you educated, still better, but I still must
pay.
Now, if you go to a higher institution, that you are having degrees and you are educated successfully, you will see you enjoy the more. As you have the primary, secondary, and tertiary institution, I make sure I want to benefit from things that helps over one's career. It gives one the intellect of doing things. And even beyond that is what faith does for man. What happened to some people? Some people, when they enter into the first stage of salvation, they are
still
never progress to the place of inward sanctification. They never progress onward to the place of empowerment. And in this place of empowerment, there will be many rooms with the channel of channeled into many rooms there. You'll be channeled there. When you get admission into university, from there you have your first degree. Opportunities to many degrees, so you'll be a professor. Hallelujah. That's not what I'm saying, shout hallelujah. If you have not believed, why not believe today? And I hope that Yago make it a little bit more than a mom. God give you the opportunity to listen to the Lord. If you have not believed, give your life unto the Lord today. God has been expecting you to do
it. He
has embedded many benefits in faith for you. And part of the privileges that God has given you, if you can come into Jesus, that is where you are going to receive adoption. That is where God will adopt you to become a child unto Him. And when you progress in that, you have your inward sanctification. And even in that, you receive empowerment. If you don't believe, if you don't receive Jesus, there are some things you will not recognize as sin, and you even glorify yourself by doing it. Because unbelief is a very horrible disease, and it do takes away one's understanding, not considering your
age.
Even if blindfolds one, will be engaging in evil things and still be glorifying himself. But when you believe, faith will open your understanding. Faith will open your eyes. That younger hole that comes into faith, you will know the lies from the wrong. Secrets to subdue the enemy is available in Jesus.
It
is available in Jesus. It is in progress of
morning
as you believe. Now that you believe, endeavor to progress. Don't backslide. The characters and sin you are saying you are now don't go back to me. Those who know one never saw you, God could see you. Now when God see you, He can reveal to any man. Don't deceive yourself. Progress. Your progress, that is when you become empowered. And even in that, you will see that enemies become so
weak.
And I'll point you. Now that you understand the secret, God's promises to subdue the enemies under your feet. They are the promises of God. Look at that book of Psalm
18,
verse
39.
Thou hast guarded me with strength unto the battle. You have subdued under me those that rose up against you. If you can believe, and then you progress, there's a promise of God available in the
Bible.
And God will never speak and not fulfill His word. If you come into faith and then you progress, you go to that rooms of power. God has made a promise. He fair.
You
have subdued under many rules of history. Give one is
preserved.
And the devil himself, what shall they do? Say it loud and clear. Say it again. They shall be subdued. Now in verse 44, as soon as they hear me, when they hear your voice, when they see you, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The stranger shall be subdued into me. This word, the devil can never claim. Darkness cannot manipulate you. The recent pain already. And no one's father can ever
speech
as soon as the year of
marriage.
If you believe and you stand there and you progress, when the children of the strangers hear about you, they shall be shivering. It is the thing that has been recorded already. They shall be subdued
in
the promise of God.
I'm
back to the other book of Psalm 149. I'm 149. Let the
same.
He intentionally records the
same.
Joyful in glory.
Let
them sing aloud. Let them sing loud and clear upon their
bed.
Let the high presence of God be in their mouth. And a sword, a sword, a sword, a two-edged sword. In their end, to execute vengeance upon the evil. The evil and the people here, talking about enemies, talking about demons, talking about evil men, to execute vengeance upon them. I tell you, they are the
promises of God.
When you believe, immediately you have a two-edged sword on your hand. A two-edged sword on your hand. When you deviate from faith, that sword will fall. Now you have your bare end. When you believe some things will happen in your life spiritually, superseding your wisdom. And when you deviate, the things will move away with you. That was what happened to many people's lives. When the pastor preaches and then you say he's talking about his truth, and you can see that, that you have deviated
from
it doesn't matter, you deviate. That enemy of paternal that has never
happened.
The demons that had no chance before.
And gradually
they start. Whoever that believe and become a
priest,
he shall be given a two-edged sword to execute vengeance upon the
women
of Israel, to bring punishment upon them, to declare unto them demons going to bondage,
that
every spirit acting this thing going to bondage, to bind their kings with
chains,
and their nobles with fetters of iron. Listen.
To
execute upon them the judgment will reach you. This honor. This honor. What honor? Honor to execute vengeance upon the
people.
Honor to invoke judgment upon the
people.
Honor to tremble all the
people.
Honor to bind them with
fetters. ìdájọ́ tí Ọlọ́run ti kọ̀wé rẹ̀
sí wọn lára. Ọlọ́run ti to reaping judgment of God upon them.
Wọ́n ní ẹ̀yìn ní àwọn èèyàn náà ni.
He said this at the honor of the saved.
Ẹ fi yẹ fún Olúwa.
Praise the Lord.
Èrí Ọlọ́run lè yí.
This is the promise of God.
Láti mú tàwa sí ìtẹríba lábẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ yín.
To make the enemies to subdue under your feet.
Orí mi kò fẹ́ kẹ́ tún ìjókòjó.
Therefore I want you to sit right again.
Kò fẹ́ kẹ́ tún ìjókòjó ń bí
ìwà tí ẹ ti gbọ́. Ní àṣálẹ́ yìí. Tonight.
Ní àṣálẹ́ yìí.
Tonight.
Ẹ mọ̀ pé lánàá.
You know yesterday.
Mo ṣe alẹ́ ọ̀tá bá wọn. Abi
we pursue them, we pursue them and we wounded them. Today we are going another dimension. We are going to make them fall. We are going to make them eat the dust of the ground. That problem that identifies himself as God. We are going to say the God of you is greater than me. That the creator of heaven and earth dwells in you. You just keep following me. Open the door of your mouth. You have not given your life to the Lord.
Now
you
can speak to me.
Before I ask you to rise up, give it unto
him.
If you have given unto him and you have deviated, go back into him. You see the promise shall be fulfilled upon your life. What are the problems that persist you? What are the spirits that persist you? Many are not about the humidity that came from their town. And it was because of the problem of the deviation. And now the next observation will
be.
The problem now seems to be more greater. What happened is.
Gbogbo ọ̀sẹ̀ fún yẹn tó bá kàn ó jìrọ ibùgbé ìyẹn ológun ọ̀sẹ̀.
When problem is not resolved and you change your location, it doesn't bring about solution.
Kógun ọ̀sẹ̀ fún ọ, tógun bá ti ṣẹ́ fún ọ.
When your problem is resolved.
O lè mọ kú omi tó wà tọ́lọ́run tó sì dìde.
Even you might not change your location and get exhausted.
Gbogbo ọba ṣẹ́.
But the problem is not resolved.
Lẹ́yìn tí Ìbàdàn lè kó ìyà ní òkú.
If you travel from labor to Ìbàdàn to Lagos, you
travel to Kọ́kọ́lẹ́,
you go to carry problem there.
Lẹ́yìn tí ìlú mi wà sí Ìbàdàn kò lè dẹ́ fún.
Even if you come from another state to Ìbàdàn, things will not be small.
Bó bá ti bò mí ìlú Àbújá, ìyà ni ọmọ já mọ lọ́ntì.
Even if you go from anywhere to Àbújá, problem will be suffering.
Mo lọ ìlú Èbó, Èbó máa ran jùmọ̀ ìyàmú máa fi jẹ́.
If you go abroad, the white man will
settle in. Ìgbà tó ti ṣẹ́ fún ọ.
But when your problem is resolved, your problem is resolved.
Ibi tó lè dúró sí.
There is no way you can
understand. Ibi tó lè gbé.
You'll be able to live everywhere.
Ibi tí ogo ti ṣẹ́.
Because your problem is resolved. Hallelujah.
Àwọn ìgbésẹ̀ tí ogún bímọ ń sẹ́nu yìí.
These are the steps for the problem to resolve.
Ìwọ ọmọkùnrin tó ń ṣe gáì.
You that brother into fashion.
Gáì ò lè gbọ́. Ogun náà mọ̀ pé ológun ìdílé.
You also know that you have family problem in your home.
Ó ń ṣe yàwú ogun ìdílé ló mú ọba ọbẹ̀.
You are being yàwú problem to
fever. Olúkẹ́ ó ti mọ̀ ọ́ fẹ́ borúkú ẹ̀jẹ̀.
You want to destroy your name.
Ọbẹ̀ bọjọ́ iwájú ẹ̀jẹ̀.
You want to destroy your future.
Ló fi ń ṣáájò, ló fi ń ṣe, tó fi ń ṣe yàwú, ó tún fi plọ́ọ̀sì sí.
That is why you are making soaps and being not of faith. Family problem has given you that assignment. Why not give your life unto the Lord? That your end age might be better. Don't allow them to deceive you. That chance you are given to speak with white men is a great problem for your life. All sorts of things you are putting on your mouth to communicate with them is a great problem on you. Any engagement of fraud will lead to problem eventually. Listen. Listen. For your problem to be resolved is a solution. And this is the way by which your problem can be resolved. It's for you to believe. Promises are available for the believers already. That this shall execute vengeance upon the spirit of problem. If you execute vengeance upon the spirit of problem, it is the spirit of problem that stands in your way. It is the spirit of problem that stands with you. You don't want to take part at the river for you.
Lórí ẹ̀mí ogun tí ń lé ẹkiri.
That is the problem pursuing you all around.
Wàá fi ẹ̀wọ̀n dè wọ́n.
You are going to bind them
with fetters. Jẹ́gẹ̀jẹ̀gẹ̀rì ó fi dè wọ́n.
You bind them with chains.
Ó ṣe ìdájọ́ sí wọn lára.
You execute judgment upon them.
Arákùnrin àtàrábìnrin.
Brothers and sisters.
Arákùnrin àtàrábìnrin.
Brothers and sisters.
Arákùnrin àtàrábìnrin.
Brothers and sisters.
No.
Listen.
Tó bá lè gbàgbọ́.
If you can believe.
Ìlérí Ọlọ́run ń bẹ fún àwọn onígbàgbọ́.
There is a promise of God for believers.
Ìlérí láti mú kí ọ̀tọ̀ tẹríba.
Promise to make the enemies subdued.
Níjà tí Ọlọ́run dé yẹn. gangan lati bile.
When God created the man from the home soil.
Olorun o fi eyan si abi onkon.
God never placed man under any dominion.
Yo si abi are.
But under himself alone.
Olorun Daniel ko fun Jesus la dara lori eyan.
God never give authority to the devil over man.
Eyan fun ara re lo fi ara re sabi Jesus.
It was man by himself that placed himself under the devil.
Jesus o kale ku wiri lo sodu eniyan.
The devil cannot just by any means do
it.
He has to preserve the serpent. He preserved the serpent before he could speak to man. Why not confront Adam directly? Why has he confronted the devil? Didn't he knew when Adam was at
home?
For him to have been created. You knew God never created man and placed him under the devil's dominion. The man God created that was called Adam, the glory of the Lord upon him was at the very shining
light.
The Son of the devil cannot look at you. The devil cannot behold his brightness. And that's the reason why he couldn't confront him. The glory of God that God created with Adam at the first place that God
launched.
That is the restored glory for believers through faith in
Jesus.
And immediately you give your life unto Jesus, not just your confession. When you surrender your life unto the Lord, that initial glory that covered Adam shall be restored over with your life. That glory, the glory of God that the enemy shall see and they shall be
surrendered.
It is that glory that is worthy with the wisdom of when you stand and you progress and you are well grown, that glory shall be seen by the enemies and they shall
die.
That tree will catch fire.
And the
star will burn up the rain from hell. Even the ones that send them shall be
saved
by thunder. Listen. 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 The Lord has spoken about anyone that will declare is a believer.
It
is government that can declare
that
Jesus Christ. It is only those that believe on Jesus that stand in the name that can
declare it.
And now the word of God, the Holy Bible, is the word that
is recorded
in it. It is the promise of God upon everyone that believes on
faith
that you will execute judgment on the
heavenly.
If you have a family problem, whatever darkness
is
going on, you
will
reach me. What spirit was
that?
The thunder of the Lord fall over them tonight in Jesus' name. I have lifted up my eyes like the
Lord.
I know I shall never be put to shame. By this amount to the last point, that was the top point. Prayer of faith to subdue the enemy. Prayer of faith to subdue the enemy. You see that English version? Two places.
Amen.
Amen. And I love the two things.
Subdue. Submit.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That
means the enemy will surrender themselves unto you.
They say,
they are my master, please, just take it easy. Anything you want to do with me, just take it easy. That means they'll be arrested.
Death
shall happen.
Sit well
like a believer. Amen.
Death
is what the Lord has made promise for.
Listen.
Submit yourself to God.
That
is when you begin to save your life. In other words, you submit yourself to Him. Resist the
devil.
Wage war against darkness. He shall flee. That means He will submit
Himself.
That means He shall be subdued.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's
a promise. Part of it.
Adura igbagbo now.
The prayer of faith.
Egbo.
Listen.
Adura igbagbo ti an so yi.
The prayer of faith you are discussing. To make the enemies of subdued.
Mo so fun yin.
I told you.
Adura.
Prayer.
Be thou loju meji.
It's like a two-edged sword.
Adura.
Prayer.
Number to sope adura.
When we say prayer.
Be thou loju meji.
Like a two-edged sword.
Idaju akoko.
The first side.
Only adura ti a fi ba olorun soro gege bi oro e.
Prayer to communicate with God according to His word. In this prayer, you humbly seek from God. This prayer, you ask for mercy, favor, help,
whatever.
You communicate to God as a father to child. A child to father,
rather.
In the first definition, that prayer means communication with God according to His word. That's the first side of the sword. For the second side of the sword, is to wage war against the devil. Wage war against the devil. That's it. According to the word of God as well. When they say the prayer of faith, as an extraction from the word of God.
So what in Dajura?
Now you use it to say what? The word of God you choose.
So what in Dajura?
Now you stand in it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You
are there. You heard about it. You are there. You walk there. Now you do the name of the prayer you declare. The prayer of faith.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Father,
be today. You understand prayer now. And that's the reason why we are taught. Prayer means communicating with God. Or waging war against the devil. According to the word of God. Communicating with God. Or waging war against the devil. According to the word of God. You wage war against the enemies. With the support of God. You wage war against the enemies. Through the power of God. And that word makes the enemy to be
succeed.
That's the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. That.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It has written that I pursue my enemies. And I overtook them. I wound them. I wound them. I wound them. They fall under my feet. The devil knew. He wants a believer that will declare that unto him.
Let
the demonic giant of my pocket now I pursue and I overtake you. I wound you.
Hallelujah.
In my job, that is not for God. You only need the support of God.
That
is the money grant of my father's
faith.
Now you are going to
attack them.
It has been written that I wound you by the sword. Now fall under my feet. Because it has been written, I pursue them, I overtook them. I wound them. And they fall under my feet. Every spirit that destroys glory, every demon that fights against my life, I pursue you, I overtake you, I wound you. Now I shoot you to God. Now rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. What are the spirits that don't masquerade? What are the spirits that are visiting your location?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now
the time has come. To
make
the enemy to be subdued.
Now
left over to you now. I've told you
even 40 minutes ago that you believe us, I'm saying hey.
But at the least I was about to go through me.
If you are backslide now, go back into the faith.
No, but if I go
you have not believed, give your life unto Jesus now. All those faith of doesn't matter now, take them away. This is a very good faith. That faith of doesn't matter will bring problem upon you. You just a bare name that will not be glory of faith there. Give your life unto the Lord. Stand up right there. Now you call upon the name of Jesus now. Now that you are ready, if you are fully ready, you fully have decided. That problem over your parents shall never afflict you. Be ready in your mind now. Be ready? The suffering, the leftover suffering of parents. That parents can give unto the children and say, take it on. You have a great privilege now. Don't let yourself want to belong. That way by which your parents walk, don't walk on the way. Don't follow their footsteps. Give your life unto the Lord. Rescue yourself. God possesses you. Give your life unto Jesus. Give your life unto Jesus. Give your life unto Jesus. Now he will save you. You call upon the name of Jesus. Because I believe.
Instantly
you believe, declare it. If you have not believed, then you are not ready to believe. Maybe you are going to procrastinate it tomorrow. Tell him like that. Maybe you make it tomorrow. Tell him.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. You call upon that name of Jesus. You call upon the name of Jesus. You call upon the name of Jesus. You bring out that sword. That two-edged sword has been given away. Every single problem of my paternal maternal, the money down. I pursue you. I overtake you. I win you. Every demon has had a son of my life.
Final, come on, can you not final your Jesus?
ayin lo fa ina ni oru ayin o mero
ko ku ti aro fire
ya ti okoko to duro lo
jo na mi ya so my way
to the world I put you all of fire
eh mi mu o ta teriba mi mu o ta teriba mi mu o ta teriba mi mu o wa jeji teriba mo wo giga re olorun ga julo mo wo ti obi re ko to bi olorun to bi Goliath is subu.
Goliath
is subu. The Lord is a ballet.
I fall at the easy fall.
Go to David.
Before David.
No,
in the name of Jesus.
David is your by Israel. Your by Israel.
He's the king in the land of Israel.
Your by Israel.
He's the king in the land of Israel.
The
king in the land of Israel.
Yes, so many of us.
Now the king in
Israel.
He's in the land of Israel, Jerusalem.
David is each other.
I was not David as a king.
Goliathi, Goliathi,
Goliathi,
Goliathi,
Goliathi,
of Philistine.
Goliath, the king of Philistine.
Philistine,
the king of Philistine.
Philistine, as Israel was your ally.
Philistines and Israel are not.
Remember, I was Jani.
They are enemies unto themselves.
Remember, I was Jani.
They are enemies unto themselves.
It's a year, Saul.
During the time of Saul,
Goliathi did it.
Goliath and Rome.
No, the king of Israel.
They should fight themselves.
That is all. That is all. When you do me,
all are not useful. That's why what?
That's why you are jumping.
They were dismayed. They were dismayed.
So that is why we are not David.
David has been anointed.
David is bossy.
David came out.
Allah is calling you.
This is our circumstance.
Allah is calling you.
This is our circumstance.
I choke it. Mo fi da oluwa gun yin pa oya mo smole yi mo ba yi mo sa yin ni ode mo le ye mo ba yi mo le yi mo ba yi mo sa yin ni ode mo le yi mo ba yi mo sa yin ni ode mo le yi mo ba yi mo sa yin ni ode mo le yi mo ba yi mo sa yin ni ode mo le yi mo ba yi mo sa yin ni ode te mo sa yin ni asadojubo le aha mo sa yin ni opeyeda ko re mi ko si le re mi ko su mi ko si le su mi mo le yin mo ba yin o ya gbogbo eyin obere okoko le baba mi o ya gbogbo eyin Goliath si le ta gbogbo eyin ami ogo si ma tele ru omo kiri gbogbo eyin ami ogo si ejo mo odide o ya mo le yin mo ba yin mo sa yin ni da o ya fi oruko Jesu si okuta Saul lori aya faida yo be ori re be lori loruko Jesu oro idagbo ko jere be ori o ya to sesin be ori re be go loruko Jesu yes
amen
dano so anjano
no
monster, monster.
Oh, I don't know what to
monster,
I don't know what to
hey, monster,
I don't
know what to do. Because we
are
fire.
And you know this
monster, I don't know
what to do. I don't know
what to do. I don't
know what to do.
Lord,
I want to let it be destiny.
Really,
Lord, I want you
Oluwawa.
Jesus name.
Amen.
Amen. Like the
explosion.
Jesus name.
Amen.
Dragon is a moon.